This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, I'm going to be speaking with Joshua Goh and Abhilash Subramaniam from LXC Theory Sundaran Berhad. LXC Theory is a newly incorporated legal tech startup, which is developing a web-based platform to improve communication and transparency between lawyers and their clients in the handling of litigation proceedings. Now, this company also successfully closed its equity crowdfunding campaign with Atta Plus earlier this year. LXC raised just over 190,000 ringgit from some 50 plus investors. Gentlemen, congratulations and welcome to Open for Business.
Thank you very much, Audrey.
Thanks, Audrey.
Thanks for having us.
Right, so let's start with how the idea for your LXE platform came about and how you found yourselves starting LXE Theory.
Okay, so So this was an MCO project during the first round of lockdown, actually, where we realized, Abhi and I, based on our experience as litigators, that there is a real communication gap between lawyers and their clients when it comes to how their files are being handled. So more so when people can no longer meet physically or for meetings due to the MCO. Right? Now, this could be due to a lack of familiarity by clients on the legal process or just lack of the right communication tools. So currently, how record keeping is done is via email, WhatsApp, which is okay, but things can get a bit unorganized and backlog over a long period of time. And basically, there is room for improvement. So that's why we created LXC, which is really, in a nutshell, a customer relationship management platform to improve how lawyers currently communicate with their clients by allowing them to track and manage their legal proceedings together via a single platform in a much more easy to understand and organized manner.
Right. So how will the LXE platform work? You know, maybe you can give me an example of how a client would use it and how a law firm would use it as well.
So I think to answer this, I have to give you just a very quick overview of how a general litigation proceeding would work and how LXE fits into this mix. So in a normal proceeding, you may have a client instructing a lawyer, the lawyer receiving those instructions, the lawyer filing papers in court, the lawyers attending court for hearings, and a decision being given by the court. Now, in general proceedings, a lawyer would update their clients by emails or WhatsApp, as Josh mentioned, but information is received sort of in vacuo and desperately. And what happens in such a context is that if, let's say, you're a client and you have many different clients, you're receiving information from all around for many different cases. And similarly for lawyers, when you're handling many files, everything goes into a file, but it's not mapped out in a manner that's systematic, that you can go to one stop and find out everything that's happened in the case. So what LXE does is that it allows you, the system is built in such a way that lawyers can input information and LXE builds a chronology. So if you were to put in, for instance, on this date, I received instructions, on this date, I filed my cause papers, on this date, I received a decision. It categorizes it firstly by what is the event. So is it a filing? Is it a court hearing? Is it a decision? And then it maps it out in a chronology. And what that means is that it's extremely easy for a client to just go to this particular case. They can see from day one until today what has happened. And similarly for lawyers, they can get a full overview of their entire case. We've also built a function in which you can filter out a particular type of event. So if you just want to see what are the dates I appeared in court, you can just search court dates and it will map out just the court dates in which you appeared. And everything is done in a chronological manner. So if, let's say, in the future, you, as let's say, a company decides that it's going to have a change of personnel and the legal person changes, if a new person comes in, they don't have to go through all the files to try and figure out what has happened. They go to LXE and they can see that entire process laid out for them. And they don't have to spend more time and more money trying to relearn what has happened in their litigation proceedings. We, of course, have also built in other functions such as reminder functions, calendar functions, which will all be able to assist lawyers. And another interesting feature that we have in the system is an export function, so that if you close a file, you can extract all the information out and keep it in your file so that you don't have to worry about any information being lost. Everything can just be, with one click of a button, exported out of LXE into a folder, and then you have that and you can keep it within your law firm for whenever you need it in the future.
Right. Now, when you guys wrote to me about coming on the show a couple of months back, you said, and I quote, LXE represents a unique, if not a novel solution in the Malaysian legal tech industry compared to other software providers. What are some of the other solutions available in the market right now, or are at least being introduced at the moment? And what's your USP?
So there are quite a few different services that are available in the tech industry. But I must say that Malaysian legal tech is still very new. There are accounting softwares, there are systems for storing information per se, but LXE is extremely unique in that it's client-facing. It's not meant just for lawyers or just for clients to store or keep information. It's meant to bridge the gap between the two. So in a normal situation, you may have softwares, for instance, where you just store documents and a law firm may be able to access the document. And maybe in some instances, even the client can access the document. But there's no chronology of events. There's no demarcation of what is this event and being able to extract out specific events so that you can have a full understanding of your litigation matter. We are unique in that sense. And we have, in fact, filed a patent for the way in which our technology works and how it's laid out in a client-facing manner. So the technology is for the benefit of not only lawyers, but clients and lawyers. And in that sense, it's very unique from a lot of the other service providers out there, which may be just client-centric or just law firm-centric.
All right. So what's the status at the moment?
To put it simply, right now, we finished developing our prototype, you know, where we are confident enough to start trial stages with a few of the law firms that have agreed to subscribe early on with us. Right now, we're starting off with small groups first. We're being a bit more conservative because there may be features that we want to add on in the future, you know, or maybe certain errors here and there that we want to fix. But we do plan to become more aggressive lately with more more aggressive marketing and to let law firms know, the general market of law firms know that there is such a product out there and that if they sign on with us early, they not only get a free trial, but they get a good discount on their subscription fees for the whole of next year as well.
Right. And speaking of fees, how will you make your cut? You know, what's your business model?
We have a two-stage pricing model. All right. So number one, we charge a flat subscription fee, which is a monthly subscription fee for law firms. And on top of that, we charge an admin fee for each suit that is managed on the platform as well, that is above a certain cloud storage size. It's free of charge for the client, but we leave it up to the law firm as to how they want to manage their client, their disbursements with the client for the use of this platform. But basically, the model was created such that it works to the cost advantage of law firms because the more files they have on the platform, the cheaper it will be for them to use LXE. Whereas for us, we just stick to those two things, the subscription fee and the admin fee.
Right. So can we also talk about the tech behind the platform? You know, how was that developed? What did you have in mind? And just how much of a challenge was it to venture into the tech aspect of business, you know, for you legal experts?
So, first of all, I think the stereotype when people say that lawyers are not that technologically gifted is correct to a large extent, actually.
About to apologize.
No, it's okay. So I think the benefit or the silver lining that Abi and I can take from that is that because we are not that technologically gifted, we've managed to create a platform that is user-friendly for a large majority of lawyers to use as well. And the rationale behind that, we kept trying to remind ourselves, you know, that it's really about just creating better communication and transparency between lawyers and clients. That was the idea that went behind the tech, you know. So from the client's perspective, we realized what they really want is to really get a better understanding of what's going on and to feel confident that their case is being handled well by their lawyers, you know, because when this doesn't happen, there's risk of miscommunication or even exploitation by certain parties. And of course, the consequences of not being able to make informed decisions may cost them a lot of money in the process. From the lawyer's perspective, we have our own client headaches as well. You know, when clients don't feel confident or understand that their case well, they will constantly call and harass their lawyers for updates. And if things escalate, they may even turn around and accuse their lawyers for not having acted appropriately or transparently enough. So that's what we wanted to do with LXE, to address these issues.
I think I would also just add on from Josh, what we've been doing is, it's rightly so that we wanted to make it as easy as possible for law firms. So it's not something that's too daunting technological-wise. So we've been working very closely with a professional development team that does that builds platforms and tech platforms for law, and they have a history of working with law firms. So we've been working closely with them, and we've been working with them for many months because with the goal of always making sure that the system is as easy and as intuitive as possible so that you don't have to have any technological knowledge or background as a lawyer to be able to use it. It's as simple as just choosing some drop-down boxes and everything is already laid out for you. You just have to choose the options. You don't have to have any technological knowledge to be able to use the platform.
Right. Okay, it's time for us to take a quick break now for some messages. But when we come back, we talk about fundraising in your 20s. All that and more happening on Open for Business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me today are Joshua Goh and Abhilash Subramaniam from Alexi Theories and Jaron Berhad. They are a newly incorporated legal tech startup which is developing a web-based platform to improve communication and transparency between lawyers and their clients in the handling of litigation proceedings. Now, guys, this is something that we're asking all of our guests on Open for Business. We know how almost every industry has gone through a digital transformation of sorts during this pandemic. Has it done the same for the legal industry? I mean, just before the break, we were talking about how there seems to be a bit of a stretch when it comes to lawyers and tech, right? So have lawyers now officially gone digital thanks to the pandemic?
I think they certainly have. Just in terms of aspects such as conducting hearings by way of Zoom and Skype, even that in itself was I think, a large step for lawyers and the legal scene in Malaysia generally. But I have, from personal experience, I can say that law firms are now trying to adopt more tools that can assist their practice, especially when a lot of practices now are realizing that they may want to work from home or at least have a system where they can work from home more often. Which is why LXE in that sense is actually extremely unique, because some of the tools that we are adopting are specifically catered to enable you to store information, to communicate information for matters that historically always required a physical presence in the office. So for instance, filing documents, building that chronology, all of these were things that were done physically in an office. You had to put it in a physical file to understand and have a compilation of all that information in a physical file to understand the grand scheme of a case. Whereas now, with that information being inputted through the system, you don't have to be in an office for that information to be stored or for that chronology to be built or for your clients to be able to access it. So what was once really an office-based task has now been transformed into a digital-based task that can be done online from your house without having to go into the office.
From a practice standpoint, I feel the COVID-19 pandemic has become a bit of an eye-opener for lawyers. I guess the only thing that I would add is that lawyers who've always benefited from doing things a bit more traditionally are starting to realize that the rest of the world is moving on without them, you know? And if they don't keep up with the times, sorry for being blunt about it, is that they risk losing some clients or maybe being left behind in the process, you know? And the COVID-19 pandemic, for good or bad, I feel has increased the speed of how lawyers are becoming more receptive towards technology.
I think just one last thing to also add on what Josh said. Clients themselves, I mean, it's one thing is to talk about law firms becoming more technologically advanced, using more technology, but clients, especially larger clients, have all moved to using more updated technological tools. So you do often find clients who are asking, oh, are you still using these older systems? Is that still how you're doing it? You know, our global policies that we've moved to this more, to this newer method of doing things. So you know, maybe you should think about these things. So I think that's going to be interesting because it may create a situation where clients now want tools that are easier to deal with. They don't have to be perpetually receiving emails. They don't want to be calling their lawyers constantly to get updates about their case. They want a simple tool that they can access easily. They can see the documents. They can see the updates. They can extract out that information. If their personnel changed, they don't have to spend money to get re-educated by their lawyers. They can just go to a one-stop shop and get it. And that's really more about saving time using technology, which is really how a lot of companies around the world, including in Malaysia, are moving. So if a law firm does not try and update themselves with these sort of new methods of working, which are all technological based, they may get left out, as Josh said.
Right. Now, I also want to talk about your recent ECF campaign. Congratulations. What was the fundraising process like?
It was an eye-opener, actually, because most of us, we are still like working class. We're pretty, I wouldn't say we're young anymore, but we're not that old either, you know? So I think the traditional ways of funding, like bank loans and all that, they were not really open to us yet. So we decided to explore an equity crowdfunding campaign because, number one, we felt that it was an idea that a lot of our friends and family could subscribe to, you know, this idea of lawyers being able to communicate better, you know. And number two, equity crowdfunding helped us in terms of our marketing awareness as well. You know, it helped us create a bit more buzz in the market because as far as we know, we are the only crowdfunded legal technology platform in Malaysia. So we felt that was a nice, it felt right. The approach felt interesting and felt right.
Right. And also to embark on this campaign when you were generally only at an idea stage, you know, did you have to do a lot of convincing? What was that process like?
The convincing part was, it wasn't easy. It definitely made it a challenge because it was during MCO times as well. So a lot of it had to be done online as opposed to like face-to-face sessions. But I felt that we were grateful. We were really lucky to have a good community behind us. And a lot of the people that have come on board are not only lawyers as well. You know, there have been non-lawyers who felt that this was a good idea. So all in all, I would say that it was a positive fundraising experience. But if you ask me if I'm going to want to do it again anytime soon, it's okay.
Okay. Now, there was something else that caught my eye in your email to us. And Joshua, I think you said this specifically, that there were some lessons learned from fintech or takeaways from fintech that inspired what LXC Theory has built today. Can you share what you meant by that?
Sure. Okay, so the idea was that fintech, right? Fintech really originated as a means to address financial problems for people who don't usually get it from traditional sources, right? So same thing here. What Nadia, Abi, and I wanted to do, you know, Nadia and I came from a fintech background as well, where we consult on fintech matters. We felt that the players in the law industry were one of those last few industries which were underserved when it comes to technology, you know, particularly from the client side, due to like how technical things are. You know, clients really can't rely on just like word of mouth or just like traditional ways of communication anymore. And we felt that this was a good opportunity to try to create something that would benefit not only the profession, but also the country. And of course, frankly speaking, we wanted to see if we could make a business out of that as well.
Guys, before we wrap up, just a couple of things to touch on. When do you see the official launch of LXE happening? What opportunities do you see arising from the platform being out there, especially in Malaysia? And what's next for the three of you and for LXE Theories and Dhiren Berhad?
So I'll probably start off with the last two questions that you had. So moving forward, what we want to do is, I think we our general philosophy was that we wanted to start small and then expand. So at this point in time, LXE has some very interesting features, but we think that we can do a lot more and add a lot more value and a lot more interesting features moving forward. And once we get the ball rolling, that's really one of our main plans. Aside from that, we of course want to create more awareness. We want law firms to hear about us. We want clients of law firms to hear about us. And we want clients to basically start approaching their law firms and saying, hey, I hear this is new technology, which is going to make my life so much more easy because I don't have to scourge through my files to find what's happening in this case. Or my staff, they can just go to this one-stop shop, get all the information they need. And I think that's going to add a lot of value. And hopefully moving forward, we see more clients asking their law firms to use this technology to make their lives easier. Some of the other plans that we have moving forward is we would like to try and form strategic partnerships with the big players in the legal industry. So, for instance, the Bar Council, the relevant state bars, the Malaysian courts, and see how we can use our technology to work with them to create better value, not just for specific lawyers who are interested, but also for the general legal industry as a whole. So that's really what we want to do moving forward.
Right. And do we have a date for the official launch yet?
Okay, so we were looking, the prototype is ready. So what we are planning to do, I think we sort of like did away with the idea of official launch simply because we plan for the launch to be happen on the second half of this year. But as we know, things are still a bit unique right now at the moment, you know. So what we've done is we've put a lot of the law firms that have agreed to come on with us on a trial basis, right? They get a trial free of charge until the end of the year. Same for any law firms that we approach now, we'll offer them the same thing. And if they sign on with us before the end of the year, we will give them a discount for their subscription fees for the whole of next year, sort of thing. So in essence, you could say that we are trying to operate like there's no launch anymore. We're just like, we've started business, essentially. In terms of the plan, yes, like Abhi said, it really is to just create more awareness at the moment. That's the main emphasis. Perhaps one thing that I can add is that we find it's a good opportunity because a lot of the legal tech companies that we've researched out there, they come from a more like corporate traditional standpoint. So we want to just try to make things professional, but at the same time young, you know. We want to come in and be that fresh brand. And I feel there's a lot of opportunity for that simply because I don't think there is any other legal tech solutions provider that is doing that at the moment. So we'll plan to have fun with that over the next few months.
Right. And we wish you all the best in that. For our listeners keen to learn more about LXC, is there a website that they can go to?
So for any law firms that are interested to register with us, you can visit our website at www.mylxc.co. That is mylxc.co. And of course, you can find us on any of our social media platforms as well, on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram.
Right. And just search for LXC Theory, correct?
Correct.
Right. Thank you guys for taking the time to speak with us. I've been speaking with Joshua Goh and Abhilash Subramaniam from LXC Theory Sundaran Berhad. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More Open for Business coming at you tomorrow at 10 a.m. But till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise. Prize BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.